This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
If you see me shooting it in a video, if you hear me talking about shooting it or whatever it is, it came from Ammunition Depot. Well, I guess Kaiser Khan, whatever his name is, he's discovering that if you do something in a public way, maybe the public takes a look at what you did and who you are. He was presented to the nation as a Constitution-loving, and, you know, he carries a pocket copy of that, don't you know? Constitution-loving immigrant who just happens to be from Pakistan. But it turns out that Kaiser Khan is a recognized scholar on Sharia law, and in his published writings, he seems to approve of subordinating the Constitution to Allah's own Sharia. Paul Sperry reports that Breitbart, Kaiser M. Khan has published papers supporting the supremacy of Islamic law over man-made Western law, including the very Constitution he championed in his Democratic National Convention speech attacking GOP presidential nod Donald Trump. In 1983, for example, he wrote a glowing review of a book compiled from a seminar held in Kuwait called Human Rights in Islam, in which he singles out for praise the keynote address of fellow Pakistani Allah K. Brohi, a pro-jihad Islamic jurist who was one of the closest advisors to late Pakistani director General Zia-ul-Haq, the father of the Taliban movement. Khan speaks admiringly of Brohi's interpretation of human rights, even though it included the right to kill and mutilate those who violate Islamic laws and even the right of men to beat wives who act unseemly. Brohi has quite a few accomplishments for Khan to admire. He restored Sharia punishments such as amputations for theft and demands that rape victims produce four male witnesses or face adultery charges. He also made insulting the Muslim prophet Muhammad a crime punishable by death. Speed the Islamization of Pakistan, he and Zia issued a law that required judges to consult mullahs on every judicial decision for Sharia compliance. That's right, he was a Khan's son. Captain Khan was killed in 2004. Brohi goes on to argue that human rights bestowed by Islam include the right of men to beat their wives. Quoting him, he says, "The best statement of the human rights is also found in the address delivered by the Prophet Muhammad, so often described as his last address. You have rights over your wives, and they have rights over you. You have the right that they should not defile your bed, and that they should not behave with open unseemliness. If they do, God allows you to put them in separate rooms and to beat them, but not with severity." You can just only sort of beat them. Khan touted the supremacy of Sharia. He provides his own advocacy for Sharia law in a separate academic paper titled Juristic Classification of Islamic Law, which he also wrote in 1983 while studying in Saudi Arabia. He wrote, "The invariable and basic rules of Islamic law are only those prescribed in the Sharia. All other juridical works must always be subordinated to the Sharia." He explains that Sharia is derived from the Quran and Sunnah, and that Quran is the absolute authority from which springs the very conception of legality and every legal obligation. So, in his own words, Sharia subordinates the Constitution. I would like to know why we're not hearing about that more. What I'm hearing about right now is how everybody in the Republican Party is panicking. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. I'm hearing that party officials are going to Trump's grown children. They're going to try to get him to be tamped down. As if for some reason. And don't get me wrong. I'm not looking to drive a wedge into anything here in these United States. However, the problem is that we operate under a very unrealistic set of expectations. I'm not sure the president should be likable. I don't even know if I want him to be. I don't know if I want to like him. I just want him to be effective. And Trump, up to this point, doing exactly what he is doing now, won the nomination. Stumped and stomped everybody. And he went after Khan for the wrong reasons. That's the one thing I'll say about him. He jumped really quick because this guy came after him. And I mean, you know, on what basis? You know, one of the things that I can't stand to hear about. I've got a video up right now, biggest video I've ever posted on YouTube, of an interview with Ted Nugent. Now, a lot of people refer to Ted as a draft dodger. And what I don't understand about people that are worried about him being a draft dodger is that these are probably some of the same people that would say slavery is wrong. Now, I never existed in a military that had a draft. I don't understand why we had a draft in the during the run-up to the Vietnam War. Because we never declared war on them. And for people that didn't want to go, you know, one of the things they told me when I was in the military is it wasn't for everybody. But I managed to stick it out. But there were plenty of people that fell by the wayside. So which is it? Which do we want? Do we want to have slavery, which, you know, I think the draft sort of was slavery. People that didn't want to be in the military were forced to be in the military. Or do we want to have an all-volunteer force, as an example? Same question about Trump. Do we want Trump to get out there and look at this cat, Khan, who Khan hasn't done any sacrifices. His son joined the military. His son made the sacrifice. He gets to live with it. That's it. That's all there is to it. But he's out there saying that Trump hasn't sacrificed. Well, that's because none of Trump's kids felt the need to join the military. That's his whole basis. Big deal. Big deal. Would it be nice if we had a military veteran that could get into the presidency? Yeah, that would be nice. That leadership style, it just works. But you know what? None of them can do it anymore. For whatever reason. Just isn't happening anymore. I don't understand what we want. I understand what I want, and I just don't understand why we keep tripping over ourselves all the time, every time that we're starting to get close to it. I really don't. But when we get back, I'm going to talk about what I think the real threat to this republic is. It's not what everybody, you know, besides the gun grabbers and everything else. That's just, all of those are just symptoms. I'm going to go to the underlying disease, the underlying problem. And that's what I want to talk about, because unless we solve that, then everything else is just going to proliferate. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm going to attempt to take myself and go into a completely nonpartisan space for this segment. Right now, I feel like we are in a very precarious position here in this republic. And the threat is coming or emerges in the form of journalists and academic elites who right now their target is Donald Trump at any cost. Now remember, this is completely me, nonpartisan. This is just me looking at a target. I would be saying the same thing if this was anybody else. I understand the impulse to go after Trump. There's a real belief in many parts of the nation that the world, that Trump, you know, in the world of Trump, that he's an existential threat of a kind not seen since the fascist era. People have long bemoaned this irrational attempt at disqualifying this recent Democrat from the incredibly conservative city of New York because it extinguishes any actual debate on policies. And that's the problem. In recent weeks, the danger extends far beyond an inability to have a good debate, though. Journalists have abandoned any modicum of impartiality to engage in a concerted war to bring down one guy. There's no longer a pretense of separation between one's political and journalistic loyalty. The charge has long been held by conservatives that the media was, by and large, unable to be trusted as their underlying politics informed their coverage and their writing. The mass media, in turn, have scoffed at this and have maintained their journalistic bona fides by noting their mission was to uncover the truth, regardless of their individual politics. All of that was before Trump. Trump is apparently different. The media is now hell-bent on exposing Trump for the national and global threat they believe he represents. They accept readily and willingly the narrative promulgated by those currently holding the reins of power. Both sides. Trump is dangerous, thus everything is fair game, even this means going along with any claim, no matter the lack of evidence or irrationality. Now, let's look at the DNC WikiLeaks scandal. The leak of a trove of emails revealed a clear attempt by the Democratic Party machine to select their candidate and undermine one they felt was less desirable. When the driving force of Trumpism and Bernism is a backlash against the system alleged to be rigged by elites, this is not small news. So the coverage of this has been more recently been overshadowed by the parties that may have conspired to leak this material. It's not about the truth, it's about who gave us the truth. What inflames the left now is that their party machine is being used to undermine candidates, but that's what it should be. It's not what it is, but rather that Trump and Putin may be conspiring to influence the elections. So Trump doesn't talk to Putin. You know, a lot of people grew up on a steady diet of Jon Stewart, skewing the most recent Glenn Beck-fueled Republican conspiracy of the day, only to wake up as an adult. CNN, New York Times headlines blaring that Trump is requesting Putin and the Russian cyber attack Hillary Clinton's emails. That was a joke. That was meant to be a joke. But our finest journalists, they view this as an actual invitation to Russia to hack the U.S., which is ridiculous. The same mass media that has derided Fox News for its blatantly unidirectional biased opinion masquerading as journalism, well, now they're doing the very same thing. For a journalist to yield subjectively to group ideology, a narrative, and find themselves in lockstep with, in this case, the Democratic Party machine, you're destroying yourself as a journalist. If you're a liberal right now, I can sense the indignation running up in you. Is it not one's duty as a journalist citizen to advocate for good against evil? Sure it is, if the decision is truly between good and evil. We live in an age now where we see political choices as choices between good and evil. I believe health care should be reformed some way, somehow. I don't know why. I don't believe a roll of toilet paper should be $10, okay? But I don't believe in single-payer health care systems. I don't think that's the best way to achieve health care for all. And this is not, that doesn't make me an evil person. And it does not even cast politicians who would argue that health care is not a right into the fires of hell. So we need to disabuse ourselves on the right and left from the belief that every political choice is one between God and Satan. Some of them simply are not. Winston Churchill, very well regarded in Britain and deservedly so, is one of the greatest Britons of all time. Even a poor student of history marvels at Churchill's early recognition of the threat of Hitler. His refusal to sign an armistice with Germany and his brilliant rhetoric inspiring the British as they sheltered in tunnels against overwhelming German bombardment. But this is the same guy who said of Gandhi, "It is alarming and also nauseating to see Mr. Gandhi, a seditious Middle Temple lawyer, now posing as a fakir of the type well known in the East, striding half-naked up the steps of the vice-regal palace to parley on equal terms with the representatives of the King Emperor." Does that mean that Churchill was not a great man? No, it doesn't. It means he was a human. And that's what all these guys are. Some of these are in it purely for themselves. Okay? The ones that are in it right now that are doing all of this talking, the problem that nobody seems to get, I don't care that it's Trump. Okay? Trump is weak. Okay? You want me to say it? He's the weakest of the ones I would have picked. But he won. So that means he's got a strength in there. And these guys are concerned that it is going to take away what they got, whatever that is. And they seem to be basically saying that we could take 4 years or 8 years of Hillary Clinton when it's actually 40. Because she gets to set up the Supreme Court. And they're perfectly okay with that. Some of them are out there right now campaigning for Johnson and Weld on the Libertarian ticket. Although I think they're going to siphon more votes. They're going to take some of the Bernie votes from Clinton. So it's not always good versus evil. It just happens to be this time. It just happens to be this time. And evil is Clinton. Whether you like it or not, evil is Clinton. And yes, we're in duress, and yes, we got problems, and no, we should not be paying attention to anything other than the fact that Clinton has to lose. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad,
There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is One Road. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com in the chat room from Musco, who's been absent for a while. Trump is neither conservative or a liberal. He's a pragmatist. He sees a problem and he fixes it. He doesn't see it as right-wing nor a left-wing problem. It's just a problem. That's my take on him anyway. That would have to be mine as well. And for that reason, I guess that's why everybody hates him, because he's not with one side or the other, maybe. I don't know. All right. By the way, Ben, we'll be calling Sean on his mobile. You got that one, right? Okay. Wednesday, so second hour, that means it's going to be the world according to Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Czech President Milos Zeman has had a change of heart and when it comes to guns and self-defense amid the preponderance of terror attacks in Europe. You can't imagine how bad it has to be in Europe in order for a head of state, especially from the Czech Republic, to get out there and say what this cat has come out and said. He said, earlier I spoke against possession of large amounts of weapon by the citizens. After those terrorist attacks, I do not think so anymore. This he told the Czech Blesk newspaper, one of my favorites. Comment comes after recent attacks in Belgium, Germany, and France. Now, of course, in the Czech Republic, they have gun grabbers there too. So many security experts in the country disagree with Zeman's call for citizens to arm themselves.
Andrzej Dietrich, an analyst focusing on terrorism, said if such a call is made by the president, it may undermine the trust in the security forces and the ability of the state bodies to guarantee safety of its inhabitants. He pointed out that the Czech arms legislation is very liberal, including the conditions under which people may carry hidden arms. According to Dietrich, it has not been proved that many firearms among people would help prevent terrorist attacks. He also said the divide between those who should arm and defend themselves and the dangerous others is artificial and may divide society. Security expert František Sulk said he does not consider it a problem if more people owned arms legally. But he said this alone is not a solution. People do not just need to have a pistol at hand, but they also must be capable of using it adequately. People are not trained in using arms and may do more harm than good. It is primarily the security forces that must deal with defense against terrorism, he added. Military officer Otakar Fulton, one of the authors of a book on security affairs, shares his view. Generally, the calls on people to arm themselves are only the most extreme measure in a situation of a huge threat. Fulton said the state should make its armed bodies more effective, markedly strengthen their reserves, and give more support for military sports and the preparation of people for crisis situations. I don't know how to take that. Is he calling for people to arm up and then let us train them? I don't know. It's interesting that we hear the same kind of junk out of Andrzej Dietrich that we would hear out of Bloomberg or Shannon Watts. Undermine the trust in the security forces, in the ability of the state bodies to guarantee security of the inhabitants. Good luck with that one. You can't do it. You can't guarantee anybody's safety. No government can guarantee anybody's safety. They can't, unless they're around you. But, I mean, ask the Secret Service, who have, they only have one mission, for the most part. On the presidential detail, their mission is to keep the president alive. That's a very difficult mission. That's a really difficult mission. And, there is no guarantee against something like that. I mean, I carry a gun. I'm trying to publish a video right now about how I carry a gun when I ride a bike. But that's still not a guarantee against anything. It's a guarantee that I have a gun. It's a guarantee that I have an option and a chance, right, in certain situations. Now, if somebody just walks up to me, I don't have some particular spider sense or something because of, having the gun on me. So if they just shoot me straight up, I'm done. I'm just as done as anybody would be. But that's not how most of these things occur, so I might have a chance there. I have more of a chance than somebody who isn't armed, that's for sure. Political analyst Joseph Krauss of Masaryk University came to Zeman's defense, arguing that the police are not always immediately available. Well, they're never immediately available, and in this case, the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Zeman also touched on the refugee crisis during the interview and said he would not even be against a fence along the country's border if they experienced a large influx of illegal migrants. Is anybody as interested as I am as to where these migrants want to go? You don't hear about them wanting to go to the Ukraine. You don't hear about them wanting to go to the Czech Republic. They want to go to England. They want to go to they want to go to France. They want to go to Italy. They want to go to Switzerland. And every time, Switzerland's not part of the EU, so they close their border off. So now they're hanging out in Lake Como. But I just find it interesting that no matter where you are in the world, a gun grabber is going to react the same way. It's like it's part of their DNA. And, of course, somebody who is not, I hate to tell you this. I know I've already shattered some hopes out there because I don't believe in the term draft dodger. I always thought the draft was it was conscription of the worst kind. How do you get out there and have a Bill of Rights and you have the draft? How did that work out? So, and nonetheless, I joined the military, though, because I felt the call. But Not all soldiers, okay, are going to put their rounds in a group the size of a dime. There's plenty of them that are very happy they just qualify. Because to qualify on the in the military table, you have a 40-target qualification run. And you have to hit, I don't know, what, 27 targets or something like that. So you get to miss a huge amount of targets. You get to miss a huge amount of targets and qualify. And it's just, and these are pop-up targets. You just hit, you can hit them at the base of the target and knock it over. And you get the same, you know, if you do it 30 some odd times and you qualify as expert, you get the same qualification badge as somebody out there's putting all of his rounds in one hole in the head. So there's, you know, being in the military does not mean you're ultra trained in the use of weapons. You're more trained in the use of weapons than the average civilian, without a doubt. But you're not, you know, get out there against a civilian gun guy or ex-military civilian gun guy who trains every weekend. They'll smoke them, some military people. Smoke them like a cheap Havatampa nugget. I'm disgusted with the dynamic in this country today, so I'm just tearing it all down best I can. When we get back, we're going to talk Muslims in the military. Yeah. We are going to talk Muslims in the military. I'm going to go after that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Bronze Star and Purple Heart recipient Captain Humayun Khan died a hero. He died a hero. He displayed exceptional courage in Iraq. But that and his Muslim father's post-democratic convention histrionics on TV come nowhere near close erasing the security threat posed by killer warriors of Allah infiltrating our troops. Now, don't take my word for it. Ask all of the forgotten Gold Star mom and dads, whatever they are, who lost their children because politically correct pushovers at the Pentagon looked the other way at the Muslim military menace. And don't take my word for that. Just reread the ignored warnings issued by Muslim soldier Nidal Hassan, the vengeful mass murderer who gunned down 13 service members, including a pregnant private first class who lost her life and her child, and wounded more than 30 others at Fort Hood in 2009. 2 years before his rampage, while a senior year medical student resident in psychology, U.S. Army Major Hassan delivered a 50-slide PowerPoint presentation to classmates and military superiors at Walter Reed. It was titled The Quranic Worldview as it Relates to Muslims in the U.S. Military. Quoting chapter and verse, Hassan illuminated what the Quran inculcates in the minds of Muslims and the potential implications it may have for the U.S. military. He cited the verse of the sword. I have been commanded to fight the people until they testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He explained offensive and defensive jihad and summarized the concept of abrogation in which warring verses of the Quran trumped peaceful verses. In slide 11, Hassan bemoaned it's getting harder and harder for Muslims in the service to morally justify being in the military that seems so constantly engaged against fellow Muslims. Slide 48 warned if Muslim groups can convince Muslims that they are fighting for God against the injustices of the infidels,
i.e. enemies of Islam, then Muslims can become a potent adversary, i.e. suicide bombing, etc. We love death more than you love life. Under conclusions, Hassan recommended that the Department of Defense allow Muslim soldiers the option of being released as conscientious objectors to increase troop morale and decrease adverse events. For some reason, a bunch of cowardly military superiors ignored the presentation, just as they dismissed complaints from fellow students who noted Hassan's exaltation of Sharia over the Constitution and support for suicide bombings. Adverse events was Hassan's euphemism for bloody jihad attacks and betrayals by Muslim soldiers against their own fellow U.S. soldiers. He included a case I've never forgotten. Traitor Hassan Akbar, the 326th Engineer Battalion Muslim American soldier, who lobbed stolen hand grenades and shot his M4 automatic rifle into three tents filled with sleeping commanding officers of the 101st Airborne Division's 1st Brigade Operations Center in Kuwait in 2003. Captain Christopher Seifert, 27, and Major Gregory Stone, 40, died during the fracking. 14 others suffered wounds from grenade shrapnel. Willful blindness to a Muslim American soldier's fundamental internal conflict of loyalties led to those murders and injuries. Despite several incidents of insubordination and prior invocation of his Islamic beliefs to skip out on the 1991 Persian Gulf War, Akbar's superiors sent him to Kuwait and put him in charge of clearing landmines. A decade later, in 2013, former Muslim American Navy veteran Abu Khalid Abdul Latif and an accomplice were convicted of plotting to kill officers and employees at a Seattle military recruiting center. The would-be killers wanted to retaliate against the American military presence in the Middle East and to prevent our troops from going to Islamic lands and killing Muslims. The co-conspirators cited Nidal Hassan's Fort Hood attack as inspiration. In March, U.S. Air Force vet and avionics weapons systems expert Tyrod Nathan Webster Pugh, who declared himself a mujahideen, was convicted of providing material support to ISIS. Last spring, 22-year-old Army National Guard Specialist Hassan Edmonds was arrested on his way overseas to join the Islamic State. He had plotted attacks on his Illinois National Guard armory, police stations, and courts. There are many more of Allah's soldiers in American uniforms, including Army soldier Ali Mohammed, who pleaded guilty to conspiring with Osama bin Laden to attack any Western target in the Middle East and admitted his role in the 1998 African embassy bombings. Naval reservist Sammy Osman, linked to a terrorist training camp in Oregon. Army reservist Jeffrey Leon Battle, who pleaded guilty to conspiring to levy war against the United States. Navy sailor Hassan Abu Jihad, convicted on espionage and material terrorism support charges after serving aboard the USS Benfold and sharing classified information with Al-Qaeda financiers, including U.S. ship movements prior to the USS Cole bombing in Yemen. U.S. Army Private First Class Nassar Jason Abdo, who plotted to kill his fellow soldiers to get even with the military and strike at kafirs, non-Muslims. The military's Muslim chaplains program has been similarly compromised by radical imams tied to the jihad-waging Muslim Brotherhood. This is not Islamophobia. This is fact. Not all U.S. Muslim soldiers are equal. To deny the deadly risk puts you in the same boat as those cowardly members of the chain of command of Nidal Hassan. You know, when you hear about this and then you realize how much you don't hear about that in the news, doesn't that make you mad? Does it make you mad to look around and see the, you think of the U.S. military and you think about the people that have been in the U.S. military and, some famous, not so famous, your relatives, your son, you. You think about that. You think about how you felt about your friends. You think about how you felt about the people you served with, places you went, the things you did, and then you find out that the U.S. military, because they're so cowed and so politically correct, allow internal fraggings brought on by jihadis wearing the uniform I wore. And you just, you know. That's why, this is why things like that, like the draft, for example, I could probably, I fully get why somebody wouldn't want to be in the military if they're being coerced to go into it. Or they're being forced to go into it. Because look at what happens in it. Look at what happens in the military. That's the military's become a societal petri dish. And part of the experiments are to see how many of these jihadi scum can kill us, apparently. We're not doing anything about it. We are not doing anything about it. So, all that stuff I just mentioned, that's all a matter of record. It is all a matter of record. And the people that don't tell you about this are the same people that will tell you Donald Trump is wrong for not wanting to let Muslims in the country, for not wanting to let illegal immigrants in the country. They'll tell you that's wrong and wrong-headed. Same people. So, it's costing people's lives, some that you may or may not know. That's why I sit back and just get a little angry at all of this stuff that happens in the subterfuge. Coming up next, it's going to be The World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.